Whoopi Goldberg refers to unborn child as toxic thing and mother. By Joshua Klein on September 30, 2022. ABC's The View co-host Whoopi Goldberg referred to the unborn child of a mother having difficulty with a pregnancy that requires an abortion as a toxic thing within its mother. Appearing on the latest episode of the Chris Cuomo Project podcast on Tuesday, Goldberg told the former CNN anchor that she still enjoys hosting The View, something she has been doing for over 15 years. Though co-hosting the daytime talk show allows her to listen to lots of different folks talk and endure hard conversations, the 66-year-old comedian admitted that people hate her guts for always talking about the negative aspect of stuff. The comment was followed by Goldberg expressing her outrage over the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade earlier this year. "Well, I think it is negative that you changed the law that's 50 years old that you didn't do enough homework about to see what the consequences were going to be for women," she said. "Not black women or Asian women or Hispanics. Just women in general. You changed the law without even having the information of what that means for someone who has a birth difficulty in the pregnancy that requires that they not keep this toxic thing in," she added. She went on to blast the belief that being alive is all that matters instead of how viable and potent the unborn child actually is. "You think because there's a heartbeat, that's enough, you're not thinking about whether the child is viable," she said. "Does this child have a brain and hands and arms?" she asked. "You're not thinking about any of that, you're not thinking about how did this little girl get pregnant. You've made no space." She also claimed that the Supreme Court didn't even have the courtesy to sit down with a doctor and say, "What are the various things that this entails?" The left-wing Oscar-winning television personality concluded by insisting that now we're trying to figure out what to do. "People have stopped having abortions," she stated. "Nobody went to have an abortion out of fun. Nobody." Goldberg's remarks follow the Supreme Court's overruling of Roe v. Wade in June, holding in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. The landmark decision sparked violent public upheaval across the country, with Democrats, the mainstream media, and members of the far left continuing their attacks on the pro-life movement and its supporters. In May, a Washington Post piece warned that the overturning of the 1973 ruling would be a 9/11 attack on the country's social fabric, while arguing that such a move on the part of the destructive Supreme Court would devastate Americans. In addition, House Republican Conference Vice Chair Mike Johnson, RLA, was labeled an idiot by MSNBC's Katie Fung for opposing the late-term abortion of a child only seconds away from birth. In July, Representative Kathleen Rice, DNY, suggested the word abortion has been weaponized by pro-lifers to raise the emotions of others, as she called for an end to the use of the word in favor of one less negative in order to have a real conversation on the issue. In August, left-wing civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton used religion and the Bible to defend the pro-choice position while arguing that laws are not to be made to compel people against actions. He also suggested that abortion be presented to the black community as a choice issue instead of one condoning the killing of a fetus, also known as feticide. Earlier this month, Goldberg told her co-hosts on ABC's The View that she can't take all these men discussing abortion after clips of Senators Lindsey Graham, RSC, Rand Paul, RKY, and Mitch McConnell, RKY, speaking on their position on a federal ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. "Listen, I just can't take it. All these men talking about what is right. You don't know jack about my body," she said. In July, she claimed that due to Roe v. Wade being overturned, plenty of states in the U.S. are violating women's rights like Saudi Arabia. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.